I'm sorry to tell you that Mr. Sayers is ill and unable to be with us. And Mr. Izzard has kindly agreed to come in his place. May the Lord bless the word to us this evening, and may he remember his servant in his affliction. May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 993. O Zion, afflicted with wave upon wave, whom no man can comfort, whom no man can save, with darkness surrounded, by terrors dismayed, in toiling and rowing, thy strength is decayed. Hymn 993.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read from his holy word in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 35. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 35, and the parts of the first chapter of the first epistle to the Corinthians. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. And the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, I believe it means jackals, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We turn to the first epistle, the Corinthians chapter 1. Commence at verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. We just read the first two verses in the next chapter, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. May the Lord bless his word. Amen. Most gracious Lord, do not leave us without the Holy Spirit of promise. We feel to need thee, Lord, to grant that gracious blessing in Jesus' name. And Lord, leave us not destitute, but especially leave us not destitute of the Holy Spirit. Lord, it is soon discerned. O Lord, leave us not. We pray that thou help us come once more. Lord, we have hearts full of sin and unbelief, and Lord, we are carnal in ourselves, and we are no better at all. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember us, Lord, in the evening hour. May it please thee, Lord, to grant thy presence. Lord, to grant the forgiveness of sin in Jesus' name and blood and righteousness. Or may we not go from thy house without some reviving interest in that worthy name, and we know the blood of Jesus sprinkled known upon our hearts to meet our sin and all our unbelief. Do, Lord, help us to seek that we may not just say words, however good, however right to hear and right to speak. We need compunction and help, Lord, to feel. Lord, we pray that thou not leave us to the form without the power. And we remember thy servants expected, and pray, Lord, that thou be with him in his affliction. Grant, O Lord, that blessing upon the means used, and do strengthen him. We pray that he may be raised up and able to preach on the Lord's day, could it please thee. Be with him, Lord, as even now we believe he desires thy blessing upon thy word. And grant, O Lord, we may be able to dip our foot in oil, be made acceptable unto the brethren. That, Lord, do bless his testimony and thy word. Lord, do bless thy truth, we pray thee. Especially when he comes among the brethren here. Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant the blessing of the Lord from the word sown, that there may yet be those that shall speak of those things which have been told of him. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember each case and each need. Lord, how we remember those that may be sorely tried, that feel, O Lord, to need thee to do everything. Lord, do grant, we pray thee, that help of God to the helpless. Those, Lord, that hardly know what to do, that Jehoshaphat's eyes were upon thee. Lord, we pray for our friend waiting upon thee and her husband, and see that thou grant thy gracious help, and grant, O Lord, the convoy of thy love. Do speak the fear not into the heart, and Lord, may there be a sweet resting upon thy faithfulness. We remember any, Lord, unable to be here, we pray that thou grant thy healing touch and thy blessing, Lord, upon those detained. Remember our dear older friends, and pray that thou, Lord, wilt grant a testimony to thy saving grace. Lord, we pray also that thou wilt be with them coming down to the closing days or months of life's journey. And Lord, we pray that each of us may be prepared, that we have a concern, Lord, that there may be a blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. There may be a sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Lord, it's that name that we desire may be precious in hearts, especially those that are older, and we pray that thou make us each, Lord, true believers. And we pray, Lord, for any in especial trouble, that thou grant that help of God. And we have thought of that heavenly Samson, so mighty, so able to deliver, bar and all things beneath his shoulder, on his shoulders. Lord, do grant we may plead, Lord, that help of God, for thou art able to sustain under every load, and grant deliverance too. Thou knowest all things. Lord, we pray for those in our hearts that are burdened so much, and we pray that thou wilt grant help of God, laid upon one that is mighty. And we say, Lord, that thou wilt remember us round thy word. May it be opened. May it not be sealed with him they saw not. Grant, O Lord, a little life and springing up. And we view our insufficiency. We seem sorely tried. Lord, leave us not. And grant we may be in thy hand. May we know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord, may we have the liberty of the Spirit to preach sin's demerit, the sinner to be laid low, and Jesus to be lifted up. Even as the serpent was lifted up, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We pray, Lord, for any that may be ready to go back. Lord, to grant that help of God, to hear a word in season. This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, when ye turn to the left. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember each case and each need. Remember the young. Lord, we bear them before thee, praying that thou wilt touch hearts so dear to us, Lord. And we pray for the little ones here, and pray that thou wilt bless them, Lord, and make them a blessing in this dark day. Lord, to be round about them a wall of fire and the glory in the midst. And we pray for our nation. Lord, do have mercy. How vile. How, Lord, we view our own part in the nation as sinners. But, Lord, we pray that thou wouldst remember us in our land and return by the Spirit who will be in the churches, as well as affecting our land in every way. Return, blessed Spirit of truth. Grant, O Lord, we pray that thou wilt overrule. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember us in this dark day in which our lot is cast. We pray that thou wilt remember us, Lord, according to thy great mercy. We seem to need thee more and more personally, and also in our nation. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us. Or we seek that thou wilt open the book, and may the dear Lord be seen for the letters. We see no man save Jesus only. Grant, O Lord, that we may have a little enlargement and help of God to look up and sweetly see that thou art that God holds all things in his hand. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt remember us in every burden and care. And may the Lord appear. Lord, we do seek there may be help of God now to plead that nearness of thy help. Lord, may it be coming. Lord, may it reach our poor hearts. May the certain Samaritan of the gospel, Lord, perhaps to fainting hearts, draw near, pour in, and grant, O Lord, a little application and knowledge that it is the Lord. May we be brought on our way, and grant, O Lord, a little sweetness in salvation's plan, a little knowledge, Lord, that surpasses all things here below. Lord, to deliver us from our unbelief. We feel just like that man, Lord, overtaken because of unbelief. And we pray that thou come, Lord, and we know those words, take care of him. We pray that thou help us, Lord, to acknowledge thee in all our ways, all thy divine goodness. We thank thee, Lord, for help in time past. Lord, to grant, we pray, thy work to appear. Maybe, Lord, those trophies, those that we be able to say, it shall be well and it is well. And Lord, do come, we pray, and bring in thy dead elect and bless thy word. But do help us, Lord, to seek thy blessing where thy truth is preached and those that hear. Lord, leave not our souls destitute. And we seek that thou be with us, Lord, in a few petitions. We need, Lord, that liberty, help of God, that we would not strain nor seek, Lord, to do anything but lay at Jesus' feet. And do help us, Lord, in that right early. May thy name be glorified. And Lord, do hear us when thou hearest forgive. For Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 324. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though friends should all fail and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide, the scripture assures us the Lord will provide. Hymn 324.
Thank you.
as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I'll direct you to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 35, 35th chapter of Isaiah. Read there from verse 8. And an highway shall be there, and a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, no fools, shall not err therein. And an highway shall be there, and a way, which be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, no fools, shall not err therein. Words seem to rest upon my mind, especially the last part, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, no fools, shall not err therein. Much is recorded in the prophecy of Isaiah of the return of God's people out of captivity, but there is a greater revelation of what God will do in bringing his people through this wilderness, through this time state, through this world, through all things here below, to bring them to God, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We believe that there is much of Christ in this prophecy. It is that part of the Word of God that is so precious to those in the wilderness, those of God's people that seek a better country, that are strangers and pilgrims in the earth. These are the fools are spoken of in our text, but they are made wise unto salvation, but they are in the wilderness. Also in the chapter here it speaks of their passing through the wilderness. The wilderness and solitary place shall be glad for them. Often will they prove it to be so. And there is a promise of what God will do in the gospel to those strangers and pilgrims when the Lord is pleased to appear for them. Of course, there is much of a literal application, but we leave the exposition. Friends, it's the vital truth in this text that belongs to those the Lord calls his people as fools. But I want to notice also the words preceding our text. When the Lord appears to these fools, we read, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. It's when the Lord appears, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. And the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. But there's much contained in this chapter of the Lord's dealing with a people. And I was trying to think upon the word, and it seemed to me like this, that in every age God will have some of these fools. They are his people. And they are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. This world is not their home. In coming to my thoughts, I thought of it like this, the world and those that call the Lord's people fools cannot for a moment see their need of mercy. If we are brought to thirst for God or seek after him, if we are different by his grace, if we are born of God, if we are among the people that he leads through the wilderness, and we read much in this chapter of the returning people, the way made up. And the highway shall be there and the way. It is that way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It means that those that are quickened of God or not left to what they once were, they're washed with the water of regeneration. And God has this people. And friends, he will grant them a way. And that way is Christ. I am the way, the truth and the life. I was thinking, friends, it doesn't matter how much preaching there is. We cannot make a soul to feel their need. And we do not persuade men, coerce men, that may the blessed Spirit quicken hearts and bless souls with a thirst for the Lord, for his righteousness, with a desire for the Lord. Friends, only God can impart that vital knowledge. We have in our text fools, and they are born of God, but they are both described by the world as fools, and they feel to be fools when God touches their heart. This world is not their rest. What a foolish thing it is with the world, isn't it? Oh, how wonderful if the Lord has really put us among that people that come up for something for our souls, something for our fears, something the Lord to impart to a people that are strangers and pilgrims and fools in this earth. There is a highway, a way indeed, the way of holiness. Those that are born of God are brought to need that a holiness, and they seek for that forgiveness of sin, and to be found amongst the redeemed. You know, friends, sometimes I believe it is like this, that the Lord quickens into life, and then we may speak of it like this, we hardly know how to think upon things. But there is a dearth. The hymn writer speaks of it as an aching void. Well, I want to speak to those that know something, an aching void this world can never fill. These are the fools in our text, but they're not left to be fools, as those that are without wisdom. But they are brought in the compass of our text to walk in this way. And it's a beautiful word. It seemed to come on my mind, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. We read in Nehemiah of those that God raised up to build the walls of Jerusalem. You remember how they were derided as fools. What do these feeble Jews? These feeble Jews are the Lord's people. They're in the wilderness and they seek for the Lord to guide and help them and to be with them, because they have burdened hearts and they seek the Lord and to know and do his will. What do these feeble Jews? Well, friends, sometimes we may need wisdom from above. What do these feeble Jews? They wait upon the Lord. They need wisdom from above. But friends, it's in the way, isn't it? That's where they find this wisdom. That is where the Lord will meet with them. Not in the world, or going in the way of the world, but in this way that's made up. The way that, in another part, a highway, a way that's made up. It is made up with doctrine, and God is pleased to grant those judgments that support his throne. And those judgments are for these fools. Sweet doctrines of truth and grace in the way for those fools that God will bring. And friends, it is a way, the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. Well, there is very certainly in our text a way, friends, such a way, it's a highway. It's made up. Another aspect is this, it is when God will bring his people to a return out of captivity and bring them into that narrow way, that way to God. And I believe that those that are born of God will know their need and feel to need the Lord to be such an highway lifted up for these fools that feel their need, the Lord to help them every step, to guide them. And friends, we speak of it as a holy way. I think the hymn writer says, Hagarenes have here no room. It needs an upright heart, but we do not preach man's righteousness. It's just as much as these fools are set in the way. You notice the word, the ransom of the Lord shall return. Not that if they will be so good. But friends, God will have a people and they will return. Each one. They're brought to this way. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. This way the saints have trod down from Adam's day to this. I think of this truth, friends, in regard to a people that sometimes may be troubled because they feel to be so lacking in wisdom. Well, friends, the wilderness they need the Lord to supply their needs and to grant the water of life and the way of life. I want to speak as God may guide me experimentally. And the highway shall be there. The way that shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men. No fools shall not err therein. Now really, I believe it means that the Lord is this way. And he will be with his dear people in this way. He is the highway. I often think of that account, the Lord meeting those in the way to Emmaus, and he overtook them in the way. And friends, he drew near. It was in the way, wasn't it? Those that could not seem to find that their way at all, they were full of trouble. We could say the way drew. Jesus drew near. God himself drew near. And it was in this way. And he spoke of them as fools. The Lord does speak these people as fools. I think the apostle said, I am become a fool for Christ's sake. And I believe if the Lord touches our heart, we won't be offended. If he speaks to us as fools. But there's love in it. There's wisdom in it. Friends, it's what he will impart. It's what the Lord will do. Are there any perhaps this evening that feel that need the Lord to be their wisdom? Oh fools and slow of heart to believe, full of fears perhaps, and many, many thoughts. We've sung, haven't we? Dear Zion, all those troubles, well, there is a way. The minister doesn't make it up. It is a way that God has made known from all eternity. We do but seek to preach him who is the way. I was looking at the text and it speaks in the Greek here. It should be for those, the wayfaring men, no fools, shall not err therein, or for he shall be with them. Well, that's the way. I want to open it up, as God may help me. He shall be with them, but it's in the way. It's a holy way. It is a way in which the Lord will appear for his people, but it is in a holy way. We dare not put God's name to that which is unholy. But then the Lord's people feel unholy. But here's the way, isn't he? The way of holiness. There's no other holiness but in Christ. The Father is a holy God. And in that holiness, we view the law and the demands of it. Oh, the holiness of that law, holy without a flaw. And then Christ is that living way, the holy way. And it leads, doesn't it, to God. And I think of it as a way made up. I want to come quickly, but you know that the thoughts of many today is, well, is to offer it. Friends, it's a way that God puts his people in. There's a walking in that way, and then we view and feel and know our unworthiness. Glad for the way then, aren't we? Is there a way for the poor sinner that fails to be undone? Well, it's in Christ Jesus. I was thinking in prayer of that sweet account in the Gospel of that character that fell among thieves. And then that certain Samaritan came where he was. Well, that's the one in our text. The Lord Jesus came where he was. And he poured in the oil and the wine. And friends, we need application. The Lord to grant that nearness of himself. We need the Lord's touch, the vital healing virtue. And we need the Lord to mend sometimes the broken bones that we may feel to have. Or the desire of our heart is this, to know his coming. Or newer man, I don't think I've said this here. Dear man, he's now in glory. He used to speak like this. He said, well, he's on his way. Perhaps I've said it before. That's how he preached. He said, poor sinner, he's on his way. Oh, how we do need the Lord to come, don't we? But it is a way made up. Now, there's another point in it. It is his way. When we read in God's word, be still and know that I am God, or I am the way. When it is best to sit still, my daughter, until thou see, and the matter will fall. The man will not be in rest till he had finished the thing this day. But, you know, friends, we cannot put that word to everything. It's that way that is of God, consistent with the Lord's dealings and the mind of the Lord. I want to come a little further. But it shall be for those. It is a way appointed, isn't it? A way that God appoints for these fools. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Well, we read in that part of the word those beautiful words concerning the wisdom of God. For these wayfaring men, Jew and Gentile, that God will call. It's the preaching of the cross. That's the way of holiness. There's no other. The dear man said, when I came to you, you didn't come with another gospel, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom of his own, declaring unto you the testimony of God. That is the way in our text. For I determined, he says, not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, what a way that is. A way made up. Sure way. Oh, it's lifted up, isn't it, above sin and guilt. Lifted up above this poor world and all the things of it. But it is that sweet doctrine of Jesus Christ and him crucified, that when he is the way by his cross, the Lord is pleased to meet with poor guilty sinners in this way. That's the truth of it, isn't it? Now when the Lord touches the heart, poor sinners feel to be fools. We feel, in looking over their past life, to have sinned away all his goodness, and they count themselves 1,000 fools. But they cannot mend. They are guilty, and they are undone, and the Lord puts them in the way, and then we speak of that knowledge of sin. And there's another application, isn't there? When the Lord draws near, meets with these fools that are in our text, and we speak only in the truth of it, these fools that God speaks of in his word that are his people, his brethren, sons and daughters, the Almighty, but they are fools not only in the eyes of the world, but they are fools in their own esteem. They feel to lack wisdom. They come to a full stop. He might have said, many such I may. Cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which way to take. I to my Saviour speed my way. Listen what the Lord will say. Hope to follow that. You see, friends, it's when the Lord appears in the way. Now that is, the Lord appears by faith. The Lord meets his people in the way, and their faith is quickened. Their hearts are made alive when they have sweet knowledge that it is the Lord. They're able to say, let him do what seems him good. But very often, the Lord has appeared, they're waiting upon him. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, giveth to all men liberally, upbraideth not, but the Lord will not give the wisdom to the unclean, but to these fools that really are made wise unto salvation. Do you know the application is this? The Lord sometimes touches the heart. There's a sweet constraint. Sometimes there are those that are able to walk in his ways, and they're overtaken by the old enemy and their sins. And they doubt, left to themselves, that it ever was the Lord. And Satan tempts these fools. They've made a mistake. Indeed, in their hearts, I don't know there's any like that here, they begin to think they're foolish in ever walking in his ways by the power of temptation, by the onslaughts of Satan, and their poor hearts wither. We trusted it had been he, they said. Sometimes, I don't know if there are any, especially in some great temptation and trouble. They even call themselves fools that ever they went forward, whatever they, ever they were able to venture. Sometimes the Lord knows where these poor fools are, so cast down and so ready. We give up, friends, it's when unbelief gets right in, doesn't it? An infidelity. Friends, it fills the poor heart, doesn't it? These fools, it needs God to bring something. His holiness for them. His grace. His word. His truth. It's real things, isn't it? cannot rest in the letter. And those that hear the gospel, they need the Lord to come in it and impart a little sweetness, the honey to drop, the Lord to appear. These fools, or sometimes they are the objects of Satan's cruel temptations. They call themselves fools ever that they thought as they did. I must get on a little, but there may be some characters that this word just fits them. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Oh, friends, it's a good way, isn't it, for these fools? Oh, but they're not fools in the sense the world will speak of them. But friends, rather they feel their lack of wisdom. And they need the Lord to appear. I was just thinking another application, friends. Perhaps, I do not know, perhaps some have got a trial at work or in the workplace or wherever, and they're called a fool. Something goes right home, perhaps casts them down. Well, friends, in our text there's something for these characters that may be called fools, may be set at naught, are tried and buffeted, but he needs a heart upright. Friends, it's not to be spoken out of context, is it? The highway. These poor souls may need the Lord perhaps more and more. Well, I want to leave that thought with you. Perhaps here is the trial of your faith, the afflictions of the gospel. You know, that chapter stands out to me. For you see your calling, brethren. It's in our text. How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, no, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Lord, would to God we might know something of those sweet truths. God hath chosen the weak things of the world, or in the eye of the world, to confound the things which are mighty. You know, friends, we do not ever want to be left to a dreadful error is to make our way and then seek God to be in it. Friends, rather to have a humble heart and wait for the Lord to come in this way. These fools, they come in all his wisdom and his grace and his mercy. We read in the scripture, behold, he cometh. May it be so. Now really this word is in the truth of the gospel, isn't it? Perhaps there's not a word like this in the scripture. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. And there's another application, and that is this. We may perhaps be able to touch upon it. When the Lord touches our heart, friends, he often calls those that are the poor of this world. Some of us have never got very far in our academic studies, we feel like a fool. Do you know, friends? It's when the Lord comes, isn't it? Meets these fools and puts in their hearts such wisdom to seek after Christ. And such knowledge that he is able. There may be some that are quite stumbled, that feel that they're too ignorant. Well, who hath made man's mouth? Have not I the Lord? Friends, sometimes the Lord's people feel diminished, brought low, and they feel to be unlike the people of God. And perhaps they may be left to think, if only they were more academic or more wise. I don't despise it at all. But perhaps there's a case that the Lord might meet. These wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err. No. The dear Yeti, wasn't there? Oh, hell. The Lord met him in the way. A wayfaring man. One of these that God puts in the way. And then, friends, he had that sweet union with the Lord. The Lord was pleased to be with Yeti. He was a fool, wasn't he? In that respect. And yet, it's one of those that God had blessed so abundantly. Now, he takes these fools, makes them princes in the earth. They are such of whom it is said they have been with Jesus. But notice the uprightness, friends, that sweet spirit of humility. And when he was called a fool, that dear lad was able to bear it, wasn't he? I want to hasten. You know, there's something in our text we might need reminding about. These wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Though fools. Those that may feel to need the Lord so much, with the need of wisdom or more grace, that's promised, isn't it? Or for the Lord to come and manage something, and to grant his needful appearing. You see, those on the road to Emmaus, he had to draw near. I believe he overtook them and they said, abide with us, for it is toward evening. Day is far spent. Oh, what wisdom drew near. Now, friends, soon their hearts burned within them because they were fools made wise. Surely they were like dear character Jabez. Oh, that the Lord will enlarge my coast. It's when the Lord draws near, you know. Let us wait upon him until the Lord appears. If it needs a heart upright, God grants it. There's a word that's been on my mind and I don't know what it means. Shall the sword devour forever? I think it says. But may the Lord grant us help of God to look at this text again. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Now there's another application, isn't there? These souls are so full of sin and guilt, and they are prone to leave the God they love. They're an enigma to themselves. They view themselves as so much in need of the Lord. That's the best I can put it. I shall not err, but it's in this way. Friends, we do want to be kept from erring. Friends, it's not our own spirit. God prevents it from overcoming. We need the Lord continually. But it's when the Lord appears, isn't it? And grants humility and love. Of course, there may be many things to walk in. Many misrepresentations sometimes. Do you know these fools, that really they are such as God knows of and will bring them on. There's a way for them, a highway. And they're brought along and the Lord is with them. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. We must not apply logic, man's wisdom, the things of God. We rather would seek grace to wait upon him in the way. Choose thou the way and still lead on. These wayfaring men are known to God. Though fools shall not err therein. Now, there's another application, friends, and that is this. In God's sight, they are yet his children. They are yet the objects of his love. They are yet known to him, and God is faithful. He will never cast out those that are in this way. Maybe much chastening. Do you know, the word here really speaks of that forgiveness, acceptance. Shall not err therein. No, it doesn't mean we will be faultless, but what it means is this: in God's sight. Oh, it does direct us to that precious blood that cleanses from all sin. As the hymn writer has said, doubt it not. Oh God, grant the truth of it. My friends, how purging that sacrifice. How sweet the truth of it. To cleanse in the deepest stain. Or lift up from the greatest depth, to bring through the greatest trial and the troubles. We've sung of them, haven't we? Shall not err therein, waiting upon me. God will appear. How many times the Lord appeared to his people when most they need his helping hand. His friend is always near. Heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. Shall not err therein. Shall not be turned back. Shall not be left of their God. It's his covenant faithfulness. The Lord will appear. My son, God will provide. And the Lord, you know, he speaks no vain words. Shall not err therein. Or be turned back. Shall not be empty sent away. Or it doesn't mean that we shall have no troubles, nor trials, nor sins. But it's in this way the Lord appears. In this way these fools shall be brought through. God will bring them through. We have to acknowledge we're very poor this evening. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. Friends, God forbid. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Oh, but it is in this way, isn't it, called the way of holiness. May the Lord forgive anything spoken amiss. It shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not burn therein. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss will preach next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 333. O my soul, what means this sadness? Wherefore art thou thus cast down? Let thy griefs be turned to gladness. Bid thy restless fears be gone. Look to Jesus and rejoice in his dear name. Hymn 333.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank thee for thy wonderful healing mercies, thy wonderful watchful care. Remember us continually in every burden, and Lord, do bless the cause here in Fenstanton. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you each. Amen.